It's all about the holiday scams. You keep hearing about them. And they said that the most people that fall for them are between the ages of 25 and 45.
I tell you, it's been a nightmare for me over the past couple weeks. Finally got my stepmom a cell phone. And she's all on that iPhone. And she's like, I have a link here. And it's from Google. And I'm like, don't touch it.
Eden Eastchill is the public policy associate from National Consumers League. Eden, what should we be looking for so we don't fall for these holiday scams?
Sure. There's definitely a couple red flags that if you keep them in mind, it can help weed out a number of frauds that come your way. For example, don't trust unsolicited offers. If you get a text about a package from Amazon when you know you didn't order one recently, you probably don't want to click a link in it. And also, don't trust offers that are too good to be true. You know, it's a common thing, but it really has held its water over time, and it still holds true to today.
Sometimes you get that ad there, and it seems like it's tailor-made for you, right? It's the product that you definitely have wanted your entire life. Put this on, and you'll look fantastic. Rub this on, and you'll be 5 years younger. Something like that. You want to believe. You want to, but you shouldn't.
Yeah, I've found, like, the social media ads, like, they're so good at targeting you. Like, let's be honest. Like, they have gotten really good at it, that there's things that come up on Instagram feed or on Facebook feed, and you really want to order it. But how do you know what's a legit business and what's not?
Yeah, it's definitely a scary problem these days. And it's really good to just figure out, kind of learn more about who you would be giving your money to. So if you see an ad or a product that you kind of have some questions about, take a minute to kind of look in the background of the website, see do they have any information on their refund policies, who exactly is running the website. And also something that's really helpful is doing a quick Google search of either the product or the business and seeing are there any warnings from law enforcement, other consumers, or even any media articles about the seller.
Also, I think I fell for a scam yesterday. I'm not sure yet. The jury's still out on it. But I was buying something on Etsy. And Etsy has, like, all this personalized, beautiful things. So I found something that I thought was really cool and would be a really good, unique gift. And I ordered it quickly, thinking that Etsy probably verifies everybody. But I realized that they didn't have a single reviewer yet. Like, not one person had bought from them. Or, you know, it has, like, the 5 stars and it shows how many stars and how many, like, verified purchases. There was not one. How do you know on websites like that that they're real sellers?
That's a great point. It is definitely hard. If it is a seller that you have not heard of before, you can't find really much of a history of them doing business. I would definitely think twice if they are, you know, if this was their first listing or if they appear that they created their account really recently in the past week and they don't have any reviews. It doesn't mean that they are fraudulent, but they are definitely some warning signs.
I try to rationalize in my head. Everybody had a start someday.
Yep.
So maybe this guy just started yesterday. I'm going to be his first sale. And I have to be honest, I emailed him directly. It still could be a scam, but they wrote me back and they told me that they had all the information they needed and they were able to process my order. So now I'm just keeping my fingers crossed and holding my breath.
I feel like the last time I ordered from Etsy, it was also from Amish country. I think I got some strange emails that I had not seen attached to it too. But the product showed up like 2 days later. I think you're probably all right on that one.
Well, we'll find out.
I would also add, in helping to determine the authenticity of a seller, sometimes you can do a quick reverse Google image search if they have images of a product. And like you're saying, it doesn't seem like there's much history or consumer reviews. So that is also another tip that can help you kind of weed out the scams.
Oh, that is a good idea. Eden Eastchill from the National Consumers League, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Happy holidays.